Governor Asa Hutchinson is endorsing a proposal to end the dual recognition of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert E. Lee on the same day. Chris Hickey with Arkansas Public Media has more on the bill and the reaction surrounding it.
Governor Hutchinson took to the lectern to say that every year, as Americans celebrate the slain civil rights icon, residents of the state are presented with a choice.
That choice that is there divides us as a state and as a nation.
Hutchinson said advancing the bill to separate Arkansas's remembrance of Martin Luther King Jr. and Confederate General Robert E. Lee would be an uphill battle. Similar legislation failed in committee 2 years ago, but this is the first time in this year's legislative session that such a bill has been filed.
Dr. Martin Luther King has a legacy that should be celebrated by African Americans, but he has a legacy that should be celebrated by all Americans, and we should be united in that front and not divided by a choice that has been presented as matters of convenience or for other purposes.
The bill makes MLK Day, celebrated on the third Monday of January, a standalone state holiday. It offers the governor the privilege of proclaiming the second Saturday in October as a state memorial day in honor of Robert E. Lee. It also requires the Department of Education to develop special curriculum on the history of the American Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement. Two white Republican lawmakers, Senator David Wallace of Leechville and Representative Grant Hodges of Rogers, sponsored the bill. Hodges told reporters that the historical education component was especially important for him.
One concern I've heard in the past is, you know, we're forgetting about our history, and young people these days aren't learning about our history. So this bill, I think, makes certain that we will be teaching about the Civil War and about important military and civilian leaders who made an impact for our state and our country. So I think it's a good education bill in that respect.
Arkansas is one of three states, along with Alabama and Mississippi, to officially celebrate King and Lee on the same day. The Arkansas Legislative Black Caucus still has yet to make an official statement on the proposal to separate the two figures. Democratic State Representative Vivian Flowers of Pine Bluff, who chairs the caucus, says she's still studying the bill.
We're looking at the language just to make sure that, technically speaking, any other issues that we might see could be addressed in an amendment.
But Flowers said she's generally supportive of separating the figures and requiring some specific historical curriculum on the Civil War and the Civil Rights Movement.
I mean, I think that's something that we should have already been doing. I think that's something that I hope we've already been doing.
Republican State Representative Josh Miller of Heber Springs voted against separating King Lee Day in 2015 and says he hasn't changed his stance much since.
I haven't noticed a lot of Robert E. Lee parades colliding with Martin Luther King Jr. parades. And I think it's just unique that we can recognize both men on the same day peacefully. And so I will not be supporting changing it up.
The bill was sent to the Senate Education Committee, where it will get its first hearing. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Chris Hickey.